back to the Wall Street Journal. If this government-ordered shutdown continues for much more than another week or two, the human cost of job losses and bankruptcies will exceed what most Americans can imagine. This won't be popular to read in some quarters, but federal and state officials need to start adjusting their antivirus strategy now to avoid an economic recession that will dwarf the harm from 2008-2009. Where have I heard that before? Here is my article yesterday at thedailycaller.com. Church, coronavirus lockdowns are ultimately assaults on freedom. Gee, I never would have imagined it. Did you know, and they told me this yesterday, my editor, Hayden, I started to tell you this and I got off the subject, told me that this is supposed to be on the front page because another gun-slinging shutdowner was going to write the counter-argument about the wonders of the shutdown. Chickened out. He sends me an email yesterday afternoon, goes, King Dude, I'm just going to go ahead and run this because the author that was going to submit the opposing piece has pulled out. I'm like, why do you think that is? Because it's a dumb idea. That's why. Who in the hell wants to be in a position, unless you're Steve Skojak, who in the hell wants to be in the position of promoting and defending this? It's indefensible. But let's not let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Let's let the perfect destroy the good. That's what's going on here, folks. Our call in line telephone number 844-527-8723. The journal continues. And I'll put the link to the Daily Caller in the chat room there if you want to click it. This won't be popular to read in some quarters, but federal and state officials need to start adjusting their antivirus strategy now. Who told you this? Beginning when? Last week I told you this. There is a reasonable, rational, not irrational, human-centered, with care towards those who are going to be economically, and that means and their ability to care for their family and the same geezers that they're trying to protect. There's a way to do this without breaking the bank, as they say. Is anyone listening to the King Dude? No. Maybe they'll listen to the Wall Street Journal editorial board. The vast social distancing project of the last 10 days or so has been necessary and has done much good. Warnings about large gatherings with more than 10 people and limiting access to nursing homes will save lives. The public has received a crucial education in hygiene and disease prevention. By the way, I have something to say about that, and that's not correct. We're going to get into that. And even young people may get the message. With any luck, this behavior change will reduce the coronavirus spread enough that our hospitals won't be overwhelmed with patients. Anthony Fauci, Scott Gottlieb, and other disease experts are buying crucial time for government and private industry to marshal resources against the virus. Yet the cost of this national shutdown are growing by the hour. And we don't mean federal spending. We mean a tsunami of economic destruction that will cause tens of millions to lose their jobs. I told you this. I told you. You know, look, I'm not a genius. It makes common sense. Common sense. This will cause millions to lose their jobs as commerce and production simply cease. Many large companies can withstand a few weeks without revenue, but that isn't true of millions of small and mid-sized firms. Even cash-rich businesses operate on thin margin and can bleed through reserves in a month. First, they will lay off employees. No, they can't now. You can't lay them off. You lay them off, you got to give them 30 days family sick and medical leave. You can't lay them off. That's the worst thing you can do. Thanks, Trump, for signing that stupid bill that Pelosi sent you. Then they will shut, after they do the layoffs, then they'll shut down. Another month like this week, and the layoffs will be measured in millions of people. Hey, Wall Street Journal, it's not going to take a month. You got about 5-6 days to fix this. Governors don't come to their senses and start altering these policies. By this time next week, you'll have unemployment through the roof. Millions will already be out of work. Did you know that the governor is actually telling waiters and waitresses and fry cooks and hostesses and barbacks and bartenders and anyone else that works in the service industry that notices are being sent out through their restaurants and what have you to go ahead and file for unemployment benefits? He plans to keep them shuttered for months. They can't survive this. You're going to put 2/3 of every restaurant in the state of Louisiana out of business if you extend this beyond a couple of weeks. They will simply shut down and they won't reopen. There'll be buildings and you'll be driving through towns. It'll look like a ghost town. I have an anecdotal tidbit to add to this. This morning, I've been doing a little census in my head every morning. I pass a very popular, very well-visited gas station / Subway / crispy fried chicken joint on my way, right when I get on I-12. It's called, the joint is called On the Run. They got two restaurants in there, kind of built into an convenience store gas station, right? So I don't know how you treat those restaurants. Everything is kind of takeout there, so I would imagine they're still operating.
They did actually shut down their sandwich counter, but their fried chicken is still open, and they do offer breakfast biscuits in the morning, but that's it.
Okay.
It's not the big array that they normally have. And you can't get fountain drinks anymore. They've closed down all the fountain drinks.
So everything, just Matt is just closing everything down. So I have been doing a little census in my head. On Monday, there were 17 vehicles in the parking lot. Today,
0.0.
Tuesday, there were about 15. Wednesday, there were still double digits, 10 or so. Yesterday, 5. Today, none. Not a car. On a Friday, you know, people want to get up early, go to work early, get done early, kick into, slide into the old weekend, right? None. 0.0. Wall Street Journal, the dead weight loss in production will be profound and will take years to rebuild. In a normal recession, the U.S. loses about 5% of national output over the course of a year or so. In this case, we may lose that much or twice as much in just a month. Our friend Ed Hyman, the Wall Street economist, on Thursday adjusted the estimate for second quarter to an annual loss of GDP of -20%. I think you're lowballing it. I think it's closer to 60-70%. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's assertion on Fox Business News Thursday that the economy will power through all this is happy talk if this continues for much longer. Can you tell that the journal's editors are starting to get nervous? After all, they do cover Wall Street Journal. Does it sound like they're still singing the happy tune? This is necessary.